Hello and welcome back to the Extended Philosophy Podcast. I'm so happy to be back after a break of almost a year. Much happened. Daily Philosophy, my philosophy website and newsletter grew, I started a YouTube channel, and all this meant that I did not have the time to record new episodes for this podcast. In the meantime, my co-host Ezekiel and ex-colleague also moved to another university, so that it became increasingly difficult to meet and record these episodes. So from now on, it will be me only. If you look back at the list of episodes, the last ones I recorded were a series on how to live a happier life. We started talking about Aristotle, and I feel that I should perhaps just continue where we left off. So if you feel that you need a refresher, you can just go back a few episodes and listen to those marked Lunchtime Philosophy. So let's jump right into it. Today we are talking about what our life's goals are worth according to Aristotle. This is one of the basic insights of his ethics and his theory of a good life. How much are our goals worth? Aristotle now knowing what is really important. Welcome to the next episode in this long philosophy experiment, where we try out 6 different philosophies of life and see how they work out for us. The first 2 months, we will try to live according to the advice of the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, who lived from 384 to 322 BC. Last time, we talked about how virtues must be deep and balanced. Today, we will see what Aristotle says about having the right goals. Aristotle says, virtue makes the goal right, phronesis, by which he means practical wisdom, the things toward the goal. There is some discussion on what exactly Aristotle means by that, but generally he seems to be saying that there are 2 components that we need to pay attention to when we look at our goals in life. First, we must know how to achieve our goals, how to make the things toward the goal, as he says, work in our favor. But also, and more importantly, second, we need to know that the goal itself is right, which means that we must make sure to pursue only worthy goals. This is what we mean when we say that someone is wise. Take a thief as an example. If he is a good thief, he will know how to steal something effectively and how to avoid being caught. He will have fulfilled the first condition. He will know how to achieve the goal of stealing what he wants to steal. But is the thief therefore a wise man? No, Aristotle would say. Although the thief practically is able to pursue his goal, the goal itself is not right. And the thief is pursuing that wrong goal because his virtue is not sufficiently developed. He does not yet have the ability to judge correctly how much that particular goal is worth. Well, the thief might disagree. If I steal that sports car, he might say, I will make a lot of money. So that's worth quite a lot. I don't get it why Aristotle thinks that this goal is not a worthy goal. But there is really more involved in the theft of a car than just the price of the car. For instance, the thief will be pursued by the police. He will have to hide the car somewhere. He will have to sell it, constantly being afraid of being caught. When he gets the money, he'll have to hide it because one can't deposit $500,000 into one's account without raising some eyebrows at the bank. And what is he going to tell his children when they ask what daddy did today at work? He'll have to lie to his family, to his friends, to everyone he knows. He will always be afraid of being found out, never able to relax and just enjoy the moment. He will never feel virtuous. He will never be able to see himself as a good person. In the big scheme of things, he will be the reason for more police on the streets, more distrust, more crime, more unhappiness and suffering. The thief, Aristotle would say, is never going to flourish as a human being because his whole life is in a bad state. In this kind of life, the thief will be unable to develop his virtues. He will not be able to enjoy his own goodness and the gratitude of others, and he will not be able to contribute to a better world for himself and his family. This might be quite an obvious example, but we often fall into similar traps in our everyday lives. We don't exercise our judgment sufficiently, so that we are made to pursue the wrong goals in our lives. The result of this is that we become unhappy. We stop growing and flourishing as human beings, and we keep chasing the things that make us unhappy and miserable. Take now the man who originally bought this expensive sports car that the thief stole. He was an honest man, let's assume, who earned a lot of money and could afford to buy such a car. But was buying this car really a good idea? After buying a car like this, one is not only lacking the money that one could have used in much better ways. To pay for a better education for one's children, for example, or for a better house, or for more exciting holidays that would have increased the family's experiences and wisdom. Let's assume that this was entirely disposable income and that all these other needs are already taken care of. Still, an Aristotelian would say the money could have been given to a charity. It could have allowed hundreds of people in a poor country to escape death by starvation or to get microloans and improve their lives and those of their families. Buying such a car will instead now contribute to more pollution and global warming, to more noise and more accidents on the streets. More people will end up in hospitals or dead. But even for the car owner himself, it's not clear that having such a car makes them any happier. They will pay more taxes on that car, more money for fuel. The car is impractical, being unable to carry a family's weekly shopping or a bunch of kids on the way to a football match. The owner of the car will live in permanent anxiety that someone might scratch the car, that the car might be involved in some minor crash and damaged, or that it might be stolen. They will need a bigger garage to park it in, an area of cameras and alarm systems to keep it safe, and their house will become the obvious target of thieves and burglars by displaying such a car in the driveway. And in the end, they will also pay, like everyone else, for their share of the damage to the natural ecosystems. Their own air will also be polluted, their polar ice will also melt, their coastal cities will also be flooded. And all this suffering, pain and anxiety, for what? Have the few minutes of enjoyment and pride in the new car really been worth it? So for Aristotle, wisdom is all about knowing the real value of the ends that we choose to pursue. That new sexy dress, the new car, the new super-fast computer, the expensive jewelry. That shiny new job that won't allow us to be with our families as much as we should. If we are wise, he'd say, we should look not only at the short-term effects of these things, not only at the pictures in our imagination and in the fantasy world of advertisements. Instead, we must judge every single goal in our lives according to its long-term effects on our happiness, our growth as persons, and our flourishing as human beings. What will in the end bring us more true happiness and give our lives more value? What goal is really worth being pursued? And what goal will instead fill our lives with anxiety, stress, fear, and take away our freedom and our peace? Now let us this week look at our own goals in life. What are the things that make our lives truly happy? Look at the past rather than the future to get a better picture. Our images of the future are often distorted by our dreams and our wishes, and sometimes they don't reflect the actual reality of life. But looking at the past, we can usually see much clearer what the effect of particular decisions has been in the long run. Did the last expensive piece of jewelry I bought make me truly happy? Did the last car I bought really change my life for the better? How about that iPhone? Have I become a better, happier person since I took up that prestigious job? If not, what was it then that has always given me peace and happiness? What are the truly good things in my life? It is only after we know this that we will be able to choose the right goals and to make the right decisions in our lives. Thank you for listening. If you want to read more like this, you can go to daily-philosophy.com, daily-philosophy.com, or you can just Google Daily Philosophy, and there you will find hundreds of articles written by many philosophers and authors about how to apply the insights of philosophy to our everyday lives. Thank you, and see you next week. Bye-bye.